We are talking about the Sharon Playhouse once again today, which has really been just putting on a lot of great different shows this season and will continue throughout the season, SharonPlayhouse.org as well. And we're talking about right now, we're talking about their patio stage, which this year is full of great entertainment. And right now we're joined by Carter Calvert. Carter, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I think it's great that Sharon Playhouse has so much going on here. And they had three or four of these cabarets last year, and now they've got a full season of them, I think 12 to 16 of them. Now yours is called Walkin' After Midnight, which is a Patsy Cline tribute. Let's talk a little bit about the show and how you developed
it. You got it.
How you developed your character in it and how you developed actually what songs you put in the show.
Well, I have been a lifelong fan of Patsy Cline since I was 7, and my dad joined the Country Music Tape of the Month Club, and he got Patsy Cline's Greatest Hits. So I just immediately fell in love with her. And then about 10 years ago, I started doing this show called Always Patsy Cline. And I've been so honored to be able to do it with Sally Struthers all over at different theaters all over the country. And then at the Sharon Playhouse with Allison Arngrim, who you might know as Nellie Olson mm-hmm. from Little House on the Prairie. And so I'm just such a fan of Patsy Cline's, and I love her music so much. And I was asked a few years ago to put together a one-woman show about Patsy Cline that I started doing on cruise lines. And it just was just so wonderful. And then I started doing, I expanded it to two acts, and I started doing the show at different theaters around the country. And it's just really a celebration of her music. It's behind the scenes kind of inside information about how some of the songs came about, a little bit about Patsy Cline's life, a little bit about the impact that she's had on my life, and of course it's all of your favorite Patsy Cline songs, like Walking After Midnight and Sweet Dreams and I Fall to Pieces, you know, all of her big, big hits.
You know, it's interesting. Right now we're speaking with Carter Calvert, who's going to be doing a Walking After Midnight, the cabaret series on Friday, July 30th at 8 p.m. at Sharon Playhouse. I've been in broadcasting. I'm in my 51st year. And when I started out, at a radio station that we considered ourselves a modern music station. But you know what? Patsy Cline was part of the playlist back then, along with the Beatles and everybody else, simply because of how she performed and what she performed. Of course, the two most popular songs were Crazy, the most popular, and then I Fall to Pieces. But yeah. But she was so big back then, and her flame really burnt bright, and then was all gone. And I think what you're doing is bringing Patsy Cline to a whole new audience that can appreciate exactly what Patsy Cline was all about, and they may have never heard her.
I could not agree with you more. I think that her music is timeless. You listen to her music along with some of the other country female artists of the day. Her music always sounds timely. It never sounds dated, like I think some of the other artists are. And I think that really speaks to why she's just such a still so beloved. And of course, you know, there's that famous joke, how many female singers does it take to sing Crazy? All of them, because she's a person that I think so many artists have really looked up to, tried to emulate. And if you listen to her voice and the way she tells a story, it's just timeless. It's truth. It's timeless. It's the soundtrack of so many people's lives, you know. I think that's the one compliment that I get the most that just means so much to me is people will wait, you know, after the shows. I always go and greet the audience. And people will come up to me with tears in their eyes saying, I didn't realize how many Patsy Cline songs I knew. I really just came because my mom wanted me to go, or a friend had an extra ticket, and they're just overwhelmed with how much of this music is sort of ingrained in them, how they grew up listening to it, and how it really speaks to them, and how it tells the story of how maybe they fell in love with their spouse. Maybe it was at a dance, or this was the song that they always danced to, or this was a song that was played at their wedding. And it just, I think it's just more than a singer. It's more than just entertainment. It really is soulful and meaningful to so many people. And for me, that's why I just love performing it so much, because I know the impact that her music has on audiences, and it's just always so amazing and wonderful that I get to do that.
We're speaking with Carter Calvert once again, Friday, July 30th, a part of the patio concert series, Friday, July 30th, 8 p.m., Walkin' After Midnight, the music of Patsy Cline. What I think what's also great about your show is, yes, you go over the songs and everything, but you also go into the life and more personal stuff of Patsy Cline as well.
Yes, correct. What I think is so interesting is, And I talk about this in the show, is that people really thought of her as being this beautiful, just ballad singer. You know, I Fall to Pieces, Sweet Dreams, Crazy. But she really preferred country yodeling songs. She was a real country artist, and she didn't want to be thought of as a pop singer. She really was very much true to her country roots. But she ended up being a huge crossover artist. She had a lot of hits on the pop charts as well as the country charts. And so I thought that was really interesting. And then, you know, I tell the story about how she almost didn't record I Fall to Pieces because she found out the Jordanaires were going to be backing her up, which was a male quartet that backed up everyone from Elvis Presley to Johnny Cash. But acquiesced, went to the recording studio, and became best friends with them. And then they ended up backing her up on a lot of other songs. And she was also a pioneer for women. She was one of the very first women to demand equal pay for equal work. And she was also one of the very first women to ever headline a show in Las Vegas. So it's just, I just love talking about her and the importance of who she was, and just fun stories about how some of the songs came about. It's just such a joy for me.
And once again, Walkin' After Midnight, the Sharon Playhouse, the part of the Patio Concerts Cabaret Series, Friday, July 30th at 8 p.m. For tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Carter, and we can't wait to see you at the end of July here in Sharon.
I can't wait to be there, and thank you so much for bringing me on the air, and thank you so much for being such a great supporter of the arts. We, on behalf of all the artists, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.